Welcome to Mind Body Pause with Charlie Kale. Holistic living for you and your animals. You found your happy place to nurture your connection to animals with enlightening information from the innovators who make their world a better place. This is Mind Body Pause on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, fellow animal lover, Charlie Kale.
Hi, and welcome to Mind Body Pause, holistic living for you and your animals. Thanks so much for being here. We are now into August of 2021, and this is show number 54. Want to heal animals? Let's get self-aware first. Part one of a two-part series with returning guest, Ginny Jablonski. We're going to talk about self-awareness, self-authority, being responsible, as well as healing ourselves when we want to heal animals. I'm Charlie Kale, a passionate dog and cat mom, broadcaster, and Reiki master and practitioner in San Francisco at Energy Healing for People and Paws. I get to help people and animals de-stress and release grief and pain. I work with clients all over the world over Zoom or FaceTime because energy transcends space and time. Find out more at charliekale.com, charliekale.com. And I am super excited to welcome my brand new sponsor, Communication with All Life University with Joan Ranquette. This is an in-person and online accredited program for animal communication and energy healing. And I'm enrolled. I've already finished animal communication level one, and I'm starting up level two, which involves medical intuition as well. I mean, the whole program is so comprehensive. And Joan is always teaching amazing free classes. So go to her website to find out more, joanranquette.com. That's Joan, J-O-A-N, Ranquette, R-A-N-Q-U-E-T.com. This is your safe place to honor animals. Well, where we will nurture our connection to them mentally, emotionally, physically, and energetically. My guest is an animal communicator, equine medicine facilitator, inspirational speaker, and opioid crisis advocate. After having a near-death experience, she was shocked to learn she could telepathically communicate with plants and animals. She had been a highly sought-after international private security agent, so this was not her background, but it launched her into a deep and profound journey of spiritual education and physical healing, which allowed her to overcome abuse, PTSD, and the effects of Lyme disease. She now focuses on sharing the tools she used to overcome the debilitating effects of trauma for both people and animals. So please welcome, returning for her fourth time on the show from Prescott, Arizona, Ginny Jablonski.
Hey, Charlie. Thank you so much for having me on again.
Oh my gosh, Ginny, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show so many times. You were here a year ago, like exactly a year ago, and we talked about your personal journey. We talked about animal and plant communication, healing trauma in ourselves and our animals, how to clear some of this negative energy from everything going on in the environment off ourselves and our animals so that they don't keep absorbing it. We also talked about horse medicine, healing for and from horses, as well as all the abuse that goes on in many of the therapeutic horseback riding camps for people. Ginny, we talked about so many amazing things, and yet we still didn't get to everything.
There's always something else to discuss, especially when it comes to healing. There are so many perspectives out there and so many different modalities to consider. And when it comes to our animals and our beloved pets and our family members, nothing but the best, right?
Oh, for sure. And you know, if any of those topics that I just mentioned interest anybody and they say, oh my gosh, I want to hear those podcasts, then I encourage you to listen to the past podcasts. You can do a search for Mind Body Pause Ginny Jablonski on any podcast platform, including empowerradio.com. And Ginny, I actually love to listen back to our shows because I learn every time I hear them again. And you did one of my favorite shows. It was one of the shows we did, and again, a year ago, it was about clearing trauma from our animals. And my beloved German Shepherd, Sasha, was laying right here beside me. And of course, you're in Arizona. And she came through and spoke to you and through you with a beautiful message for me. Now, she was alive then. I've lost her since then. She transitioned this past January of 2021. And here's the crazy thing, Jenny. She died 7 years to the day that my fiance died. 7 years to the day. So clearly she chose that date and felt it was the best way to show me that she chose it so that mommy didn't feel so guilty.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry for your loss. And well, we knew this was going to happen eventually, but it doesn't make it any easier, no matter how much time we have to consider that.
Correct. Correct. So if she comes through while we're recording, feel free to let her in. No topic is off limits, especially my heart and soul, Miss Sasha, happily running through the ocean on the other side right now. So tell me, you and I chatted briefly right before the show when you gave me this beautiful encapsulation of what you wanted to convey about healing, about people who want to heal animals. I mean, you know, our hearts are big and we want to help, but we kind of need to help ourselves first.
Right. Well, the way this topic came up for me was I was being interviewed by a woman recently who's also an animal communicator and I think even teaches animal communication. And she was sharing with me a client experience and that she was interested in healing something for the animal, but she didn't know how to. And she was asking me what I would do in that case. And I was a little shocked to think that as a human being, we would think that we could heal something in another person or an animal that we haven't yet healed or experienced in ourselves. And that's why this topic came up for me today, because I feel as if one of the tenets of teaching, which is to me always a teach-learn experience, you know, you just mentioned that we have these lovely conversations, you have conversations with others, you refer back to them, and you're always learning. You're learning through your passion, through your sharing your gift. And it's a symbiotic almost, let's say, exchange. And pardon me, maybe symbiotic isn't the right, but it's a mutual exchange. And we are teaching and learning at the same time. It doesn't feel right necessarily to use others as guinea pigs, though. And so it does feel that if we were willing to learn more about ourselves as humans, we could then share from our experience, help others heal to the extent that we have healed with our experience, as opposed to learning a protocol and utilizing a protocol without any true sense or feeling about what is actually happening during that protocol. So in other words, to want to begin to be of service is lovely. Many, many people across the planet are waking up to the spontaneous awareness of gifts and abilities, but it seems like there's a real desire to sort of jump to either into the deep end of the pool or to begin at a place that is not the beginning. And I think we would all benefit from starting at the beginning and understanding ourselves as infinite beings, as not just purely physical beings, but energetic beings, and how our energy works, and begin to explore our own psyche and our own unhealed wounds and the many ways in which we could go about healing that before we start trying to heal other people. And in both, I believe, from my perspective, the human healing and animal healing arena, there are a lot of coping mechanisms. And that's not what you and I are talking about here. We're not offering people coping mechanisms. We're talking about true healing, true understanding, true forgiveness, true resolution. And that's the message that I'm wanting to bring to people.
Absolutely. It's like the difference between thinking it and trying to apply it and feeling it and letting it flow. And I think of it, you know, to simplify it, like when I'm trying to do the right acupressure spots on my little dog when he's coughing. It used to be I'd open up my manual. Okay, you know, B3, you know, whatever, fix this part here, there, you know, and I'm not feeling it. But now it's just he's coughing and I'm asleep in bed. So I half wake up and my hands just automatically find the proper acupressure spots. And I just start, you know, sending my flow of Reiki and pressing the spots and sending love and connecting to them. And I'm asleep, you know, I'm half asleep. And it's just, I'm doing it from what I know and coming from my heart. And I said, that's just a simplification, head versus heart.
Well, I was just going to say the same thing. So if you were simplifying it, then please allow me to do the same. What I was intending to say is, in that moment when you're half asleep, and some would call it a hypnagogic state, we are in alignment with our heart and our soul. And that is coming through our pure knowing, our soul knowing, our heart knowing. That is a true psychic, psycho/spiritual, intuitive knowing, claircognizance, as some would call it. And that is, to me, a much more authentic way of looking at what some people call healing. Now, my perception of healing, the way I work with both people and animals, is that I don't claim to heal anyone. I perceive that which is foremost in their field, and I share it with them, be they human or animal. And I honor that animal's soul and their choice. And I ask them if they're aware of this wound or stuck energy in their field, and if they want to move it. And are they working with their guides? Are they in alignment with their soul? Are they communicating with their soul family? And usually, it's probably the first time for many of my clients, for many animals that I work with, it's the first time they've ever been asked for permission or been offered their own power back. Do you want to heal this? Is this something that you're aware of? Can you use your own energy to clear this? A lot of times, animals aren't even managing their own energy field. And so if we as humans aren't doing that to ourselves and with one another, if we're walking around thinking we can heal everyone else, well, of course, we're just going to walk around thinking we can heal animals too. And there's no problem, no question. It's ethical. This is what people teach. And let me just take it a step further too, in the realm where people are teaching, and I've taken a lot of classes, some pretty advanced, I've never been asked what level of self-awareness I had achieved. I've never had anybody look at me and try to determine whether or not the energy was actually moving in whatever healing modality that I was studying. It was study a certain body of knowledge, regurgitate facts, here's your certificate. There aren't any people out there really fostering and helping people develop their gifts and observe them. Well, there's one program, a clairvoyant program for people that is phenomenal that I'm aware of. But there are no programs for animals where people actually determine whether or not your energy field is clear, whether or not you are actually helping or harming the animal, whether you are putting a cord into the animal or not, whether you are managing your own energy. And I felt all throughout this decade long, over 20,000 hours of studying and interning and getting certifications and going to retreats and traveling all over and meeting many, many tens and tens of healers and teachers and studying different protocols, I felt this was something that was really lacking in our industry. And when I started working with animal communication, I had a lot of people asking me to teach animal communication, and I tried it twice. I did 3 weekend seminars, and I'll never do it again unless the people who are coming to me are willing to dive into their own energy first and become more self-aware. Because what I saw was, if an animal had, you know, say a cord in them in one of their chakras, and they weren't giving permission to the person to do work, the person wasn't hearing that the animal didn't want step number three, they wanted them to clear the cord that was in their chakra, or what was protocol based didn't apply to the animal. And so there were also other things where people thought they were communicating with the animals, but they weren't. The animal had maybe a spirit attached to them, like a previous animal that had died in the household, or one particular circumstance was a dead aunt of the family, and they
human
gravitate
aunt.
To, and I also had a client once who was an EMT, and the EMT saw a lot of horrible stuff, and she wasn't managing her energy well, and she was bringing a lot of yucky stuff into the home, and the dog was taking it on. And this level of awareness is really required to truly help the animals. But if you're taking, $199 class on the internet, and it requires you to listen to 6 hours of lecture, and then you get your certificate, and wow, you're now magically an animal healer. Well, there's no integrity there from right. my perspective, and we're really not helping the animals, and we're not helping ourselves either on our spiritual journey. There's no growth involved. Everything that we're doing in our lives, it's meant, or we came here for a reason. Our souls came here to experience something. And if we're not honoring our soul purpose, then what are we really doing?
Oh, well, the $50 billion question, which some people ignore their whole lives, others search their whole lives, and others fall into it, and design it so that they finally discover it. But I mean, I agree with you. So, what do people do then? What is their first step within? Because, well, I agree with you. You can't take the 199 courses and then get a certificate and boom, bam. I agree with you on that 100%.
Right. And then people wonder, why they're not being successful, or why they can't hear, and they keep taking class after class after class, or trying to find a different teacher or master or guru or whomever that will help them magically be able to hear. When in fact, if we unfold our own healing journey, that's when our true gifts and abilities that we all have, and I promise you, we all have them, that's when the abilities unfold. It's on a journey to self-awareness. And there are many paths. And as you just said, we all take little detours. It doesn't mean right or wrong, but the detour constantly deflects us back to that same choice again, to make a choice to go right or left. And our paths are constantly driving us in that way to make different choices. And I would say that to take a class or study a philosophy long enough to begin to develop self-awareness. If we're always just doing the intro class, but we're not dedicated to the modality, then we're never going to reach the deep, deep truth. And, some of us do it on purpose. We don't really want to know what's under the hood.
Right.
Right. And there's a lot of the next shiny object syndrome too. Now there's this wonderful, language out there that everything is now being called quantum healing. Well, there's no new healing. Healing has been around for 5,000 years.
Right.
And really, the best definition of healer I ever heard was someone who helps you remember that you have the power to heal yourself, that you are your own best healer. And I believe that to be true for the animals as well. And if we were able to find within us our own true heart and our own energy, our own soul and our own light, then we would begin to see, sense, and feel what it means to heal, and we would be able to share that journey with other people. And I don't have any recommendations, as there are many, many paths, hundreds or more paths that you could take to begin to be more self-aware. And there are many techniques nowadays that claim to help you, whether it be tapping or breathing or yoga or meditation. There are many, many different ways. I strongly suggest clairvoyant programs. There's an institute called the Berkeley Psychic Institute. There's a man named Jim Self, S-E-L-F, who does it very inexpensively. He was born with no veil of forgetfulness. He completely remembered all of his past lives. And wow. His life has been dedicated to helping people become more self-aware and manage their own energy fields. And that's what I'm really talking about here is, are we aware of the energy processes and thoughts and the power of our thoughts and how we create with our thoughts and what happens to our energy when we get angry or when we don't forgive? And if we find out those things about ourselves, all those same things apply to the animals, you know. But if all we're wanting to do is go out and try to fix the animals without looking at ourselves, it's a little bit of a deflection. It's a little bit of a distraction for us, actually.
So very superficial.
Diving within to the heart, most of us, especially in the United States, we've been brought up in very difficult, challenging circumstances, a lot of stress, a lot of problems, both women and men, a lot of abuse. And to unpack that trauma first is certainly one of the paths that I would recommend before we start trying to heal or coach or, you know, counsel other people how to live their lives. And I have met many, many healers whom I've paid a lot of money and their lives were dumpster fires. And they were not in the right place at the right time. You know,
you actually see that a lot. And the deeper I've gone into this world myself, I've noticed that more and more. But the deeper I've gone into this world, I've learned exactly what you're saying. You have to work on yourself first, and you have to clear up some of those things within and come to terms with things, forgive things, realize there are things within that never needed forgiveness ever because they just are, because they create who you are and how you are. And then you can give you your unique you to the world, because there's somebody out there, any sentient being, there's an animal or a person or a plant or a tree that needs what you and only you know because of your experience and what you've been through. But you have to think of that lovingly within yourself. You can't right. hate that part of yourself right. because that's not going to help anybody or anything.
Right. And you bring up a good point that it's not always that we need forgiveness on the intellectual level, or we need to give forgiveness or provide mm-hmm. forgiveness outside of us. Sometimes it's betrayal of self-betrayal. But the energy processes that are running our subconscious, the subconscious thoughts and patterns and beliefs, and the energy reaction to things that in the past at that time might have created a judgment or a lot of emotion or shock or trauma, whether we intellectually believe forgiveness is necessary or not, there is probably something that happened inside of us. Dr. Gabor Mate is very well known for saying, trauma is not what happens to you. It is what happens inside of you. And so what I am talking about is even deeper. It is at the level of the energy field itself, the subtle bodies and the chakras and the subconscious mind, and what is going on underneath that is creating the patterns, the programs, the struggles with interpersonal relationships, the beliefs, preventing us from moving forward, creating our nervous system is on edge, or we're mm-hmm. emotional or reactive or what have you. And that is much more subtle mm-hmm. and not as we are not cognitively aware. What I'm trying to say is we are not consciously, cognitively aware of most of what is really running the show underneath subconsciously.
Oh, right. And that all has to do, and that's so hard to examine your thoughts and be able to look at those thought patterns and then understand the subconscious thought patterns that are ruling, you know, your automatic way of thinking that could be have an unpleasant outcome, an unpleasant manifestation. And rather than, and then that's, if it's unpleasant for you in your life, it's, if it's creating you know, negative issues, then that thought pattern goes out further. And like you said, it's hard for you to help. You know, like you said, we don't heal, you know. And with my Reiki healing, it's not, I'm not the one healing you, that's for sure. That's not the way I'm trying to say it, but you know, the energy coming through, and you don't help the energy coming through you that you're trying to put out into the world to animals and people if you have that negative subconscious pattern running through you. And like you said, it affects you from your very core, your whole energy field.
One of the questions I would offer to everyone to ask with when they have any experience with a healer or even an animal communicator is, do you feel more empowered after your experience? Is there a takeaway? What did you learn? What did you learn about yourself? Do you have new tools? If you just gave somebody $100 or $150 or $500, and let me tell you, I've paid people up to $1,200 an hour on my healing journey, and lay on the table and lay down and say, heal me, that is disempowering. That is giving your power away. And I believe the same applies to animals, because animals are sentient beings and they should have a choice as to whether or not they want to heal as well.
Absolutely. So Jenny, believe it or not, we're out of time. So we are going to talk about this further. You're going to hang on for some more shows about this, but I'm talking with Jenny Jablonski, animal communicator, equine medicine facilitator, and a whole lot more at heartofthehorse.us, heartofthehorse.us. So Jenny, you'll do another show so we can talk some more about this.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you.
So thank you so much. And thank everyone. Thank you for hanging out with me on Mind Body Pause, holistic living for you and your animals. I'm Charlie Kale. If you need some de-stressing and want to boost your immune system in the process, email me or call me about distant healing Reiki on Zoom, FaceTime, or over the phone for you or your animals anywhere in the world. It feels amazing to lighten your load. Go to charliekale.com. That's charliekale.com. And you can find past shows on there as well. And as well, also on my page at Empower Radio. Thanks to my sponsor, Communication with All Life University with Joan Ranquette, an in-person and online accredited university program devoted to helping you develop your skills in animal communication and energy healing. Go to joanranquette.com, JoanRanquette.com. Thank you, Brent Carey, founder and CEO of Empower Radio, Tony Ficini in the studio in Detroit. Take care and remember, no matter what's going on with your animals, don't beat yourself up thinking you could have done better, because you're doing the best you can. They know it and they chose you anyway, and they love you for it. Mind Body Pause is a guilt-free zone. See you next time.